This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN aid deliveries to Gaza were suspended on Friday due to shortages of fuel and a communication shutdown, deepening the misery of thousands of hungry and homeless Palestinians as Israeli troops battled Hamas militants in the enclave. The United Nations World Food Program said civilians faced the immediate possibility of starvation due to the lack of food supplies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow two tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization said on Friday it was very worried about the spread of disease in Gaza as weeks of Israeli bombardments have led to the population crowding into shelters with scarce food and clean water.
We are extremely concerned as well about the spread of diseases. Rainy season, winter arrived, overcrowding in the shelter, the UNRWA shelters, but all the makeshift shelters as well, lack of water and sanitation, etc.
Richard Peppercorn, WHO representative. This is